Welcome to Art Heroes with JPH, where we believe art and business can heal, connect, and galvanize. I'm your host, Joanna Patrice Haggerty. Today with me is Mike Ariola, who is the SBA District Director for North Carolina and has been with the SBA since 1998. That is so cool. Mike, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Joanna.
Yes. I mean, there's so much to what you do. We know that you lead an office that drives economic development. You help entrepreneurs start and grow their business. I want to dive into all of that, but I'm super curious. 1998, that's a little while ago. What got you interested in the SBA and what has kept you there for so long?
Yeah, well, actually, I started my professional career in the late 80s as a banker, doing business lending. And at one point, I got familiar with the SBA's loan programs and saw a lot of value in what the SBA can bring to the table of lenders as well as to borrowers. So I became a big believer in the SBA's loan programs, and one thing led to another. And before I knew it, I was knocking at the door of my local SBA office and keeping in touch with them about the potential for switching teams. So going from a banker to working for the SBA, eventually I did make the jump and have been associated with the SBA for the last 25 years. 19 of those years have been in our lovely state here in North Carolina. I moved to North Carolina 19 years ago to open up the SBA satellite office in Asheville. And so I was there for 10 years manage the small business activity in the 24 westernmost counties of western North Carolina, and then moved to Charlotte 9 years ago to become the deputy or second in command here with the SBA statewide. And a couple of years ago was made district director for the state of North Carolina. So my responsibility is the entire state and the well-being of our small businesses here.
That is so amazing that you've been able to just really follow that passion, follow that interest. And I think before we go too much further down this path, for anybody who isn't familiar with, which hopefully everybody is, right? But let's just give the broadest overview, the SBA, Small Business Administration. What exactly are you? What do you guys do nationwide? And then maybe a little bit of what you do here in North Carolina.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the SBA is not so much a regulatory body as, say, for example, the IRS or the EPA are, but we're more of a service providing body. And the kinds of services that we provide include loan assistance, helping folks get access to federal contracting, and counseling and training resources, some of which are provided by us, but most of which are provided by the resource partners that we sponsor. So those are our core functions: capital, contracting, and counseling and training assistance. Those are things that folks can get from any SBA office across the country. And certainly those are things that folks can take advantage of here in North Carolina.
And I love that this is a program that is closely tied to the government, because we understand starting a business, running a business, growing a business is really complex and challenging. And there's so many regulatory pieces, marketing sides, right? It's just so complex and multi-layered. So I love that there's this overview thing that exists. But then I'd love for you to talk a little bit about how do you guys find the most unique ways to support each community, right? Because Western North Carolina is different than Wilmington, North Carolina, is different than Raleigh. So how do you make sure that those services, kind of like you mentioned, the counseling and those pieces are really tailored to each area and each specific group of entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I would tackle that from two vantage points. The first is that until recently, until we lost a couple of people to retirement, we've got the district office here in Charlotte, which is kind of like the nerve center for the whole state. And we have had three satellite offices. The one in Raleigh, we were able to onboard somebody there about 6 or 7 months ago. So that satellite office is staffed. But the ones in Asheville and Wilmington are still vacant. And that, frankly, is just a matter of some of the budgetary constraints that we're faced with. So we don't have an SBA body in either Wilmington or Asheville, you know, the western and eastern parts of the state. That said, we still have our very strong resource partners that are sort of our go-to resources for in-depth counseling, and really they always have been. SBA folks can do a little bit of counseling and training, but that usually has to do with our core programs, how to get an SBA loan, how to tap into our certification programs. For general assistance, how do I do a business plan? Teach me about cash flow. How do I do social media? Anything else related to running or starting a small business? Folks should use any of a number of our resource partners across the state. And let me take a moment to tell you about each one of them.
Yes, please.
Yeah, the first is a Small Business and Technology Development Center, which is sort of a partnership between the SBA and the University of North Carolina system. SBTDCs, as they're known, can be found at every business school, at every University of North Carolina campus. And on top of that, a lot of times you will find sort of like an urban sub-center away from a college campus where there happens to be, you know, a more significant population. So for example, way in the far west, you've got the SBT at Western Carolina University, but they have a sub-center in downtown Asheville, which has a much bigger small business population.
Right.
Similarly, up in Boone at App State, you have an SBTDC affiliated with the Walker College of Business, but they have a sub-center in downtown Hickory, where there's a lot more business activity. So there's 14 SBTDCs across our great state.
Wow.
They are staffed with full-time paid counselors. In addition to general business counseling, they also have areas of expertise. So if you were specifically interested in things like, you know, how do I export? How do I tap into global markets? Or I really want to do business with the government. Teach me the ins and outs of, you know, applying for various profiles and the various databases and such. Or, you know, I'm interested in commercializing my technology. I've got this invention or this patent, and I want to take it to market. SBTDC, how can you help me? So that's what the SBTDC is all about, Small Business Technology Development Center. In addition to our SBTDCs, we have 9 chapters of SCORE, which is made up of volunteer mentors, men and women, both retired and still active in business. And they're volunteers and they can see folks throughout any life cycle. So, you know, if you just had this idea and maybe wanted to kick it around a little bit, maybe see if by any chance it has some chance of viability, you should talk to the SCORE folks because they're very expert in helping folks kind of refine their startup idea. But as I said, they can see anybody from startup, you know, all the way out to exiting a business. There are part-time mentors. So there's SBTDC, there's SCORE. We also have 6 women's business centers across the state. There's one in Asheville, one here in Charlotte, one in Greensboro, one in Raleigh, and one down in Fayetteville, and one in Winston-Salem. So 6 of those women's business centers. And of course, they focus, but they don't exclude males. Their bread and butter really is women's entrepreneurship. And one of the things that they're probably best known for are these wonderful, huge annual women's business conferences that are extremely well attended. It wouldn't surprise me to walk into a room full of about 400, 3, 4, maybe even 500 women business owners attending. So that's the Women's Business Center. And finally, we have the One Veterans Business Outreach Center at Fayetteville State University. And their role really is to help veteran small businesses navigate the various resources and ins and outs of starting and growing a business. So all of those are SBA-sponsored resources. Now, I do want to give special mention about a certain resource that is not SBA-sponsored, but we partner with them a lot. And because they are so prevalent, I thought I'd, you know, give them special mention. And that is the Small Business Center Network affiliated with the North Carolina Community College System. I believe all community colleges have a small business center. And each of the small business centers have different extents of their offerings, depending upon, you know, whether they're rural or whether they're urban, and how much access to resources they have available. Some of them can be as sort of fundamental as, hey, we've got this resource library, come on in, check it out. You can use some of our computer terminals, all the way up to what we have in Charlotte or what we have in Raleigh at Wake Tech, where we've got classroom space, space for one-on-one counseling and sponsorship of, you know, specific kinds of events. So the Small Business Center Network at the various community colleges is not SBA sponsored, but we collaborate with them a lot. So that's kind of one thing I would say about, you know, how can folks in other areas, different areas of the state, kind of access these resources. Chances are they're pretty close to you. And another thing that I wanted to mention, Johanna, on, you know, since I'm talking about all these resources, is this. Do we talk to each other? Who's doing what and that sort of thing? And I will say that, yes, indeed we do. Out in Asheville, they have a very strong ecosystem of partners that actually has a name. They call themselves Spark Tank. And I actually was involved in the formation of Spark Tank many, many years ago before it was even called Spark Tank. Here in Charlotte, they're known as Charlotte Business, the Charlotte Business Resource Alliance. They have a nifty website that folks can navigate if you're in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, and want to start or grow your business. There's one in Fayetteville, one in Wilmington, and the Raleigh folks are organized as well. So I'm sure that there are many that I'm leaving out. It's no stretch to say that wherever you have this, these small business service providers, chances are they at least meet up to either, you know, do client share or have opportunities to collaborate.
I mean, honestly, Mike, it's very clear that you have been at the SBA for a long time, because that was such a beautiful explanation of all of the programs and services. And like you said, how you can make it specific to each area. I've actually been a part of Spark Tank. Mm. I actually produced the Digital Women's Business Center Conference in the Western region, the year of COVID. So, you know, Laura W. from Mosaic Life of Biz Radio US is also a part of SCORE. I mean, I love how you just talk about the Western region and North Carolina, because that is where I have really grounded myself. And you're right, it's a very rich and robust area. And it's amazing to see how those resources are used and those models are used in every other area too.
For sure.
It's really powerful. Okay, I want to just touch a tiny bit, I think, on a little bit of a big, scary conversation you brought up. Obviously, like you said, there are experts for when people are ready. Government contracting, dun, 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 right? I think people just feel so afraid of that process and that idea, but it can be such a valuable tool for certain businesses. So I'd love for you just to share a little bit about what that means and how people can start to understand more and even see if their business would fit that model.
Yeah, great question. And you're right. government contracting is not to be entered into lightly.
Right.
Ooh. and it's not for everybody, but you're also right in that it can be enormously lucrative. The U.S. government purchases, you know, anywhere from $800 to $900 billion a year in goods and services of all kinds. And think about Fort Liberty, which used to be known as Fort Bragg. Well, that's a good-sized city right there, housing 40,000 soldiers and their dependents. Think of what it might take to run a fairly good-sized city. If you've got services and goods that might be of help to run a city, then it's quite likely that your level of business might be something that would be of use to the U.S. Army, as an example. But the U.S. government purchases goods and services of all kinds, like I said, to the tune of $800 to $900 billion. But it is, in a way, it really is something that requires a certain appetite and aptitude for, because the first thing out of the government's mouth is going to be, okay, you're looking to do business with the government, you know, it's your responsibility to know everything about, you know, the federal acquisition regulations, FAR, and the Code of Federal Regulations and what they say about, you know, doing business with the government and that sort of thing. And then you have to be familiar with these various databases and maintaining these databases so that contracting officers can identify you so that you can get paid for your work and that sort of thing. You know, really an entire cottage industry has sprung up around doing business with the government. And when I say doing business with the government, it could be at the state level, it could be at the local or city level, but we're most well-versed in doing business with the government at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
If you happen to have, let's just say, a landscaping business, and you want to start selling to the government, you know, one way to go about that is, okay, start small. See if any of the cities have government procurement programs. If you happen to be a minority or a woman, know that some of the larger cities actually have minority contracting programs where they're encouraged.
Yes.
You know, contracts to women-owned or minority-owned businesses. I know for a fact that Asheville has that, Charlotte does, Raleigh, Greensboro, the larger cities do have those kinds of things. But notwithstanding that, I mean, one might want to consider starting small, looking at doing city governments, contracts, getting your feet wet, progressing to state governments, and then on to federal, because you've then demonstrated a track record and an aptitude for doing business with any government entity, which is, you know, deserves a gold star in itself.
I think that's such a great point. And I think, you know, one of the other points I just love to presence as well is that it's still people, right? The government is still people, right? Federal, local, all of that. So sometimes picking up the phone or going into our business inclusion office, right? Meeting that person face-to-face, getting those forms in hand, sitting down and having those conversations. It's not as scary, I think, as it actually seems sometimes. So yeah, I think I encourage anybody who's interested and learning more about that. I think I heard you mention, would you say the SBTDC is probably one of the best starting places for that? Or would you? Okay.
Yeah. By the way, on that note, it's, you know, you're absolutely right. Personal relationships count for everything in, you know, in government contracting or in any other kind of business.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is a lot of times folks come to our office wanting to get certified as an SBA certified 8A, you know, program business. And then their expectation is, okay, well, where are my contracts? They should be raining down on me, right? No, not quite. It's the individual business owners, and we do make it a point to tell them this. It's your responsibility to make sure that you properly market yourself to contracting officers. Drop by, provide them with your business card and your capability statement. You know, phone them once in a while just to let them know you're still alive. it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease, right?
Absolutely.
We really encourage folks to market themselves. And a lot of times we or our partners will do a webinar on how do you effectively market yourself to, you know, federal government contracting officers and the powers that be. Because really, in the end, as you say, it really is about relationships.
Yeah. And if you scope out even further, right, we could sort of summate most of this conversation and a lot of what you do and all of your partners do is helping people understand how to build those relationships, whether it's for the admin back inside of your business or for the marketing side, right? All of it is about building healthy relationships, healthy systems, and growing together because we know small business has a major impact.
Small business absolutely has a major impact. Here in the state of North Carolina, there are over 900,000 small businesses in our entire state. And our small businesses employ over 40% of the total workforce. So just here in the state of North Carolina, the contributions of small businesses are just phenomenal. And under SBA Administrator Isabella Casillas Guzman, there have been 16 million new business applications filed for the entire country. Here in North Carolina, we're seeing an equal level of robustness. In 2021, the state of North Carolina recorded almost 180,000 new business filings. That's for the whole state.
Wow.
In 2022, it was just a hair below that. And I'm real kind of anxious to see the statistics for 2023 to see, you know, to what extent has the state been keeping up with that? Because, you know, people are starting their businesses in droves. One of the things that I often talk about with, you know, friends, colleagues, small business owners, that sort of thing, is the challenge they have finding and retaining employees. And sometimes I joke, yeah, the reason you can't find workers is because they're all starting their own business.
That's so fair. Well, Mike, I hate that we're going to have to wrap up. This conversation is so amazing. But can you let listeners know where is the best place for them to go get the starter information and to go learn more and go down whatever rabbit hole in business they're most interested in right now?
Sure. I think the first thing folks would want to do is go to sba.gov, sba.gov, click on local assistance, and then, you know, enter your zip code and you'll find the nearest SBA resources near you, whether that's a field, a district office like mine, or, you know, an SBDC, a SCORE, a Women's Business Center, or a Veterans Business Outreach Center. So seek out your local assistance resources. Also on the homepage at sba.gov, there's a learning center where folks can kind of take a look at some of these online classes that are free of charge and available. If you use search terms like startup at SBA, it should be able to take you to some startup guides that we also have available for folks.
I love that. SBA.gov for all of your interesting needs. Mike, thank you so much for being here. And as always, this is Art Heroes with JPH, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please visit bizradio.us. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.